Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Lockdown Beers and Rugby Chat. Hi, I'm Paul. I'm your host today. Some of the stuff we'll cover today, we'll talk about the Fijian tour of Europe, the end of year tour. We'll also talk about the Samoan tour as well. Obviously, we know that most of those games have been cancelled, but not all of them. The USA has bid for the Rugby World Cup, so we'll have a chat about that. And Moana Pacific have announced another couple of players. Lockdown Beers helping you through lockdown, folks, not just in Auckland, obviously, and also in the Waikato as well. Just 30 seconds until 5 o'clock, and that's when I'll crack open my beer. I'm on the Export Gold today, and obviously working from home and stuff, we don't want to be cracking into the beers too early, do we? Hence, putting that 5 o'clock deadline in gives us a bit of a discipline in that one. So 10 seconds to go on to that. Hope you are all keeping safe, folks, following the COVID regulations, rules, and also getting vaccinated as well. And so we'll get through all the news from the last 24 hours, and that's it. It's 5 o'clock, so crack open that beer, folks. Turn off that work email and start winding down at the end of the day. And we'll do that by catching up on the news, rugby news from the last 24 hours. And I guess one of the things that I've sort of seen in the on stuff is a video of Sean, one of his friends, and Finau doing a hacker for his wife in the kitchen. Like, kind of like, at what point do we kind of let them grieve and stop intruding, I guess, in that kind of stuff? So hence, I think we'll not be going into that in too much detail. Obviously, we'll talk about Sean Wainui at the weekend when we see all of the happenings during games that are remembering him. But I think we'll leave. We'll otherwise, I think it's time to let the family grieve themselves personally. So, talking about what is going on then, and Fiji have announced that due to COVID, I think it's probably a couple of days old now. One of the ones that we forgot to talk about was to say that Fiji has announced to be only using their European-based players for the end-of-year tour up there. And this is over quarantine concerns in this one. And so, hence, Vern Cotter will not be coaching that one. But the Fijian Sevens coach, or who is leading that role, Gareth Baba, will be taking on that role, and will be joined by Rory Best, the former Ireland hooker and captain. Will be helping him with that, as well as Duncan Hodge and Richie Gray. They'll all be helping out with that. So an all-British coaching team for Fiji. It'll be interesting to see how Fiji go in that without, obviously, their local or their Oceania-based players. Anyway, beer o'clock there. And so a quick beer for those of you listening on the podcast. Beer break for me is on my own this evening. Also, on that one, we were talking about these tours and Moana. So Manu Pacifica, Manu Samoa, sorry, geez, not Moana Pacifica, Manu Samoa will be playing the Barbarians up in England at the end of the tour. Look, they have cancelled the rest of their tour up there due to COVID restrictions, which are basically the players might not be able to go home for up to 6 months because of the travel restrictions into Samoa, hence why they have pulled out of that one. And you can understand why. So the team will be mainly drawn from European-based players, but also can include Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, and US-based Samoan players. So it'll be interesting to see which what the squad looks like. But I say heavily reliant on its European ones there in that one. Again, it's not the normal management team. They're putting up a separate management team for this one. Based out of other places. So, for example, the co-coaches, Limula Tuatasi PC, who is currently coaching in Japan, and Census Johnson, who is with Racing 92, will be the co-coaches for the Samoan team against the Barbarians. So team manager also residing in London, for example. So again, they're putting together a scratch or a makeshift coaching and management team for that game. All of people who are not based down in Samoa. It's because of those travel restrictions. So, look, we hope it goes well. We hope everyone still turns up. There's been a lot of tickets sold for that game. It should be a cracking one against Barbarians. Should be a great festival of rugby at the end of or just after the international window. So let's hope it goes down well. Dave Rennie is the head coach. Sorry, folks. Just missed the mute button there. Dave Rennie is the head coach for the Barbarians in that one. A number of players have been named for that one. Quade Cooper was named, interestingly enough. He said, no, I'm not actually, I'm not going to play that one. So all a bit in that one. The Barbarians, someone says it's a bit strange to the Barbarians game at the outside the window. But the Barbarians always play a game outside the window at the end of the November tour. To see who they can get to play. They've played, obviously, teams like South Africa in the past who have more access to players. But, good to see Samoa taking up the challenge this year, even if, unfortunately, they won't be able to use all of those players. Moving on then, and the USA have, again, I'm sure this one came out in the last 24 hours or the 24 hours before. Anyway, USA has launched bids for both the men's and women's rugby World Cups. They're bidding for both the 2027 or 2031 men's rugby World Cup and for the women's 2029 edition. So 2023, as we know, is going to be in France. So looking at the one after that or the one after that. So it'll be interesting to see who else puts their hats in the ring for this one. I wouldn't be surprised if South Africa have another go. Obviously, very upset they didn't get it when it was in France. So we'll see. I think Australia have also mentioned that they are looking at bidding for these ones as well. So on the men's side, on the women's side, I don't know who is up for who is interested in that one. Obviously, the next one is this year, the 2022 one being held in 2023 is the Women's Rugby World Cup. Here in New Zealand. Obviously, they're looking at 2029. Well, for that, 4 years before that, obviously, would be 2025. So, so that's the women's one. Women's one has obviously been delayed. So, there'll be a shorter period between those two Rugby World Cups. It's been delayed 2 years, hasn't it? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The the women's one. But anyway, so that's all. So interesting to see the USA in that, involved in that one. Some people say that 2031 is better for the men's tournament, as it means that they've had a trial run in the 2029 women's one. I can see the advantages on the men's one first. Obviously, there's more publicity around the men's one, and that'll raise the awareness of rugby in the USA. That could then mean that there's more interest heading into the women's one. So I can see there's a good reason for having the men's one first ahead of the women's one there. From that point of view, it'll help have more interest in the women's game, I would have thought. Which way around it goes, I don't really mind. But I think, yeah, with Major League Rugby obviously expanding over there in the States, it will have been going for a few more years. I could see that could be really successful over there with that one. We'll see which Simon thinks that 2031 is more likely for them to get that one. I say we'll have to wait and see on that one. I could see that World Rugby would look at somebody like Australia and saying, hey, yeah, look, they really could do the cash boost post COVID. Let's give it to them for that reason. But we'll have to wait and see as to how that all pans out. I mean, this time round, the World Rugby is not going to recommend a particular one like they did last time. They recommended South Africa, but France got the vote. Obviously, very embarrassing for the for the World Rugby hierarchy to be basically told, hey, you're wrong, by the unions in that one, and does question the weight of that, hence why they're not going to do it this time around. So that piece is going on. So not many countries are interested in the Rugby World Cup. I think there's plenty of interest in hosting Rugby World Cup. I don't think there's necessarily the same competition in the fact that of having multiple bids, but I think there's always a bid for it. I don't think they have to go hunting for one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The difference is that, I mean, New Zealand could not host the Rugby World Cup again. It just doesn't have, it just can't afford to do it. It requires a certain size of country, a certain amount of ticket sales, a certain size of stadiums, and a certain cost around it. So whereas the Women's Rugby World Cup, obviously the cost and the requirements for it are lower. So countries like New Zealand, Ireland, can afford to host a Women's Rugby World Cup or Georgia or something like that. It doesn't have the same financial commitment and the same risk around it. So hence, I think there's plenty of countries that that will host it. I wouldn't be surprised if Japan were interested in hosting it as well, for example. The requirements around it are very different. And obviously, the exposure that your country gets for hosting it is also different as well. I don't think there's a problem with finding hosts for it. New Zealand's host. Yes, let's hold it this tour in 2021, and obviously that'll be next year. Places that have held it before, for example, Wales, Scotland, the Netherlands, Spain, Canada, England, France, and Ireland. So, look, a lot of countries there that would never be in the running for men's rugby World Cup. the hosting window could be interesting for America again, yeah, because of the clashes with baseball, NHL, NFL as well. So it'd be interesting to see when the if they will go for the traditional window to host that as well. I can see a lot of pushback, obviously, from various clubs and stuff if they try to change the global calendar to fit it in. But we'll wait and see as to how that all pans out. Finally, Moana Pacifica have continued their naming of players this today. And we've had two players who have been named today, one of which Stephen Harris and myself did, talked about during our prediction of the Moana Pacifica squad. One of them we thought would get signed and one of them we thought wouldn't. There we go. So they both have out of North Harbour, both the Tongan Sevens representatives in Lotu and Fine in EC. Another loose forward and another center. And that takes us up to 10 players now that have been named. Tomorrow we're going to have a triple naming of the side ahead of they're announcing three players tomorrow. So far, we've got Skopje Kepu there's in prop in the lock, Sione Tupulotu in the Lucies. We've got Solomoni Funakai and Lotu Inisi now. Inari as a scrum half in the fly halves. We've got Christian Liafano and Lincoln McClutchie. And then a whole bunch of centers in Narai Formai, Henry Tafua, Fine Inisi and Tomasi Ali Alosio as an outside back as well. So that's the 10 we've got so far. As I say, three more tomorrow as well. So it's going to 13 tomorrow. Looking in the live chat, and apparently the Wallabies have just announced their side to play Japan. So I will just have a quick Google to see if I can find that that squad. And yep, it has been announced on Twitter. So let's have a quick look as to the rundown of the players that have been announced. So the squad to play Japan this Saturday on Saturday 23rd at kickoff for that one in New Zealand time. He says quickly bringing up the Tribe Sports app, which is what I use because they alter the time zone for you. 5:45 kickoff here in New Zealand. Running through the players then, so James Slipper, Falau Fainga, and Tanalea Tupu are the front row. So we're not messing around here with the Wallabies. We are looking at a pretty much full strength side. We're not looking at taking Japan extremely seriously. Isaac Rodder and Matt Phillip are in the engine room. Rob Liotta, Michael Hooper, and Rob Valentini are your loose trio there. Nick White and Quade Cooper will be in the halfback combination. Obviously, a lot of speculation as to whether Quade Cooper would be would be available for this game, but clearly he is, which is good to see. Hunter Paisami coming in for Karevi, who is out injured, and he'll be partnered by Len Iketau in the centres, with a back three of Andrew Kellaway taking over the 11 jersey from Corabetti. Tom Wright's coming on the right wing, and Reese Hodge at fullback. Off the bench, Conor McKerney will get his, hopefully debut in the 16 jersey off the hooker, with Angus Bell and Alan Alatoa in the replacement props. Darcy Swain Pete Simon round out the forwards replacements. In the backs, Tate McDermott, James O'Connor, and Jordan Pataya Are the replacements there. So, pretty much steady as she goes. Obviously, Karebian Corabetti missing. But apart from that, I think it's pretty much and Rob Liotta maybe on in the sixth jersey. Not sure if he was there last time, but he only got two Kessess caps. But apart from that, so I say just a couple of changes there. Otherwise, this is a full-strength side from the Wallabies, as we saw in the Rugby Championship to take on Japan. So I say, giving Japan full respect. The side, let's be honest, that we're expecting to see in the Rugby Championship in the near future with that one after their great performance in their home Rugby World Cup in 2019, where they made it through to the quarterfinals. It should be a cracking game there. Now, Japan looked a bit undercooked when they played during the mid-year test window. Against British and Irish Lions, and where they lost in the British and Irish Lions opening game, which was lost at 28-10, and then they played Ireland and lost 39-31 that one. So, look, remember that's Ireland without their British and Irish Lions as well. So, let's hope we are seeing a very competitive Japan side there, the Brave Blossoms up against the Wallabies. That one should be a cracking game. Only problem is that it's going to overlap with the Ranfurly Shield action this weekend. So unfortunately, you're going to have to make a choice as to what you watch. Just a quick reminder as to the action this weekend. We've got Otago versus Canterbury at 7 p.m. Friday night. Join me. I'll be watching that one. So join me on Twitter at Driving Ball, chatting about that. Saturday, we've got Taranaki versus Manawatu at 2 o'clock. Wellington versus Southland at 4:35. 4:45, we've got the kickoff of the Japan versus the Wallabies. The Ranfurly Shield game at 7 o'clock, Hawke's Bay versus Waikato. Actually, so look, there won't be any overlap with that one. So straight out of the Wallabies international game, straight into the Ranfurly Shield. That should be a cracking evening of rugby there. And then on Sunday, early in the morning, we've got the USA versus the All Blacks at 8:30 a.m., followed by at 2 o'clock. Oops, wrong button there. At 2 o'clock, we've got Bay of Plenty versus Northland. And I'll be at Bay of Plenty versus Northland in Tauranga Domain. So do come and follow me for post-match interviews on that one. That's it, folks. Stay safe. Tomorrow we'll bring you our Friday show and bring you all our rugby predictions for the weekend as well. We'll run through all those games and give you our margins. Stay safe. Stick to the rules, please. Get yourself vaccinated. Let's get back to normality as quickly as possible. This is, I think, the 51st episode of these lockdown beers I've done, which, let's be honest, I didn't expect to be doing this many when we went into lockdown the first time. But unfortunately, that's what it is. Reach out to your friends, folks. I know that the numbers weren't good today, and a lot of people were feeling anxious and nervous around that, and probably angry as well. So please, folks, take a few breaths, talk to each other, be there for each other. Let's come out of this one get back to normality as quickly as possible.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where's my end button?